This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
How you doing?
I'm good. It's beautiful out, isn't it?
It's today is lovely. Now, again, we're going to disclaim, we're taping ahead, so it's a beautiful day. If, when we get to Thursday, who knows what it's going to be.
I'm anticipating a beautiful day.
Well, let's just say it is.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Kristen Glazier, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House. And you came in today, sat down and said, Mark, let's get going.
I know. I said, Mark, I have something to talk about
what
today.
What would you like to talk about?
I want to talk about palliative.
Okay.
I want to talk about our new clinic.
Is it up yet? Is it running?
Oh, Mark, you're such a dreamer. No, but it is.
You snap your fingers and it just happens,
I know.
Right?
You know that. So, no, we're not quite up and running. We're still, you know, have to tidy up some regulatory things and just get things rolling and set up there. So it'll be a little bit, not too long. We'll keep you posted. But the word is out, and I feel like I want to talk a little bit about what that clinic is going to look like. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we talk about this all the time, is that people really have a hard time telling the difference between palliative and hospice care.
Right.
And I'm,
you know, I can be honest. I sometimes, you know, as I've spent years talking to you and knowing, I think I know, but I don't, sometimes I get confused.
I know. And that, and the community does, even the physicians, because it's hard to talk about, they say, we're going to talk about palliative. I think you need palliative care. But that's very different than hospice. So when we made the announcement about our new building that we purchased and the clinic, the opening of our palliative clinic, people started to say, oh, great, this is going to be a new Pickering House. This is going to be a new Fairhope place for
hospice.
For you. Yes. Mm. And so I want to make sure, we're probably going to talk about this for a long time, but I wanted to make sure people really understand what that building is going to be moving forward.
And this isn't something we're going to do in one session either.
No.
Because hospice, you spent decades as an organization to get people to understand what hospice care is all about.
Right.
Palliative is going to be a similar monumental effort.
It is. It really is. And you know, we're okay with that because the need is so great.
Mm-hmm.
We can see that, obviously, we've had a palliative program since 2004. Do you realize that?
20 years.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. And so it's grown. Obviously, it started with a nurse and then two nurses. And so now there's five nurse practitioners. It's all nurse practitioner driven. We have the support of physicians, a social worker, an RN. And currently we have 300 patients that we service all throughout this community. Mm. The same territory that we serve for hospice, we serve the same territory for palliative.
And when you say community, I want to make sure people understand what size of service area that is.
So we service for palliative or hospice anywhere within an hour from the Pickering House.
So Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, Athens, Pickaway, Licking, Muskingum.
You got it. A little bit into Franklin County,
yeah.
Actually, too,
mm-hmm.
Just a touch.
Yeah. Kristen Glazier from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House, and soon to be home of the new palliative care clinic.
Right.
You're going to come up with a catchy name
we
for it, too.
We already have
I'm
a
sure.
catchy name, but I'm not going
to.
I'm not
allowed to reveal it?
That yet. No.
Okay. So we're talking about palliative care. And you said you now have five nurse practitioners.
Yes.
So I want to start with the basics of what is a nurse practitioner? For those of us that don't know what an RN or there's all these different.
Oh, I do say that, don't I?
You do.
RN and
BSNs and STNAs. And I don't want to say you throw out jargon, but you've
I
had
do.
To learn it yourself. But what is a nurse practitioner?
So a nurse practitioner is a provider. It's a nurse, someone who starts routinely as a nurse, continues their schooling, and receives what's called a nurse practitioner, you know, certification degree.
Mm-hmm.
And we consider them providers, just like a physician.
Okay.
Obviously, their abilities and their scope of practice is a little different than a physician, but they're able to assist with medication, you know, writing prescriptions for medication.
So a nurse practitioner can write prescriptions?
Certain prescriptions,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so the reason that that's so valuable to us is that the whole idea for palliative care is someone that has a serious illness. So that serious illness is, you know, the life expectancy is unknown.
Mm-hmm.
It could be 2 years, could be 3 years, but with that serious illness, there are symptoms that need managed. Ultimately, the primary care physician and the palliative team, their main goal is to keep those patients very their symptoms managed, mm-hmm. and out of the hospital. That benefits everybody. When they give us a call, let's say they're at home and they're having some breathing difficulties. Maybe the weather's different and their breathing difficulty has increased. Mm-hmm. They can call our palliative team. We can get a visit out, go see them, look at their medications, and just really help them with those symptoms, mm-hmm. so they don't have to go back into the hospital for an emergent reason.
So so who will visit them then? Will it be the nurse practitioner?
Yeah, so it really depends. It can be the nurse practitioner. Mm-hmm. We have a really wonderful registered nurse,
okay,
who is able to do some triage. So if the family calls in, she'll take the call and she'll say, I'll be right out to assess you, or she'll call the nurse practitioner and say, look, this patient's been, you know, a little declining, their symptoms are different, then the nurse practitioner, mm-hmm. will go out.
I'm starting to, you know, understand, because an RN, a registered nurse, is, uh-huh. what I think we all think of as a nurse.
Right, right. Right.
And then the nurse practitioner obviously has a more advanced degree and has taken that certification.
Exactly. And they work under the supervision. The nurse practitioners work under the supervision of a physician.
Okay, so there is an actual doctor that's actually supervising them or
yes.
you know, giving them their guidance.
Yeah, it's called their collaborator.
Okay.
And so the physicians will collaborate with the nurse practitioners. They oversee, you know, just kind of oversee, mm-hmm. their work. If they have any questions, it's really something like a mentor, but it's, mm-hmm. something legally that they need under their license, the nurse practitioners.
Someone that signs off on their work, basically.
Yes, oversees it, makes sure that they're, you know, staying in their scope and meeting the guidelines.
More, yep. with Kristen coming up, by the way, 740-654-7077. Or 800-994-7077, fairhopehospice.org, and be sure to like them on Facebook. Kristen is here, Fair Hope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House, home of what will soon be the new Palliative Care Clinic, but we don't have a name. You're not going to reveal it yet, but someday soon we're going to do that.
Very soon. I want to tell you something else about the clinic. So,
yeah.
Right now, the patients that we have on our palliative service, we go to their homes to see them, or nursing facilities or assisted livings.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are thinking, well, what's going to happen now? You know, someone comes to my house and they'll see me. We're going to give that option to the patients. Because here's the feedback that we've received. The patients are telling their physicians and our staff, hey, I'm still working. I'm out. I'm traveling. I'm enjoying things. I don't necessarily want someone to come to my house, but let's say maybe when I finished with my specialist or my primary care physician in town, can I swing by in the clinic and have my checkup with you? Absolutely. That's the goal. So there are going to be some patients that just can't get out of their home, and we'll continue to see them. There's going to be some patients that are on their way to the casino, on their way to Amish country, out shopping for the day. They want to pop into the clinic just to get their appointments, mm-hmm. you know, there at the clinic.
Do you think you'll be able to coordinate that so that if they have a physician's appointment at 10:30 on a Thursday, you'll be able to say, okay, at 11:30 or whatever time it is, we can get you into the palliative clinic?
Yep, absolutely. That's really the big goal. We've been working very closely with Fairfield Medical Center. They've been so great. You know, this is our project and Fair Hope's building, mm-hmm. but that partnership with Fairfield Medical Center, we both have the same goal. Everything, mm-hmm. that we are doing together is to serve the community and the patients, mm-hmm. even better than we already do. And so we're going to work together so exactly that can happen.
Mm-hmm. When you look at, you know, we're also this year celebrating 40 years,
mm-hmm.
of service. And when you look at the Pickering House, the Anita M. Turner Center, your Logan office, and now this, you know, the footprint you're putting down in our community is really, you think about the growth of just that, it's extraordinary what you're managing.
Yeah, thank you. It really is. It's so exciting. I just think, and I look around the campus at everything that's there, and the families and the patients and the care and the staff. It's just, you know, it makes me very proud.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like herding poodles though, right? I mean, you got all these things going on all at once.
Yeah, but it's great. It's great.
Yeah. That's why I provide you a coffee to keep your keep your levels up.
I have to thank you so much for that coffee every time.
Well, we try. You know, we try to be a good and gracious host.
You certainly are.
Anyway, we're out of time, but you'll keep us again. It's going to become week by week. We're going to want updates.
Yes.
But you said regulatory. When we started this hour, you said that there's regulatory kind of things you have to get in line first, approvals.
And those things are very minimal, but you're not able to do any of those things until you have a physical address and proof of that. Yeah. So
I know when the Pickering House opened, we did the ribbon cutting, the celebration of that, but it was another couple of months before you got approval to start.
It'll be the approvals needed for the clinic are a lot less than the Pickering House for a lot of different reasons. So we're really hopeful that that'll move pretty quickly.
All right. Again, 740-654-7077, a line that is answered 24/7.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Kristen. See you next week.
Thanks, Mark.